This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan right now. We're joined by Nick Costos. We have him on the line, the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, before we get into this, I said it before. You and I were texting last night a little bit, and you brought up, I thought, a great point that Gerrit Cole is slated to pitch Game 1 and Game 5 and not games 1, 4, and 7, which used to be traditional for an ace starter. You want to expand on your thought process behind wanting Cole to start three times in this series?
Because they're paying him like he has slightly less money than Jeff Bezos, so that would be a good reason for him to get off his ass and start three games in the World Series. You can't come back with Lil Wayne music, guys. There, he's a Red Sox fan. We gotta get the mojo right here for the New York Yankees. Like, it's infuriating that Cole's going to pick, like, we're going to start Luis Gil in Game 4 instead of Gerrit Cole. Like, I'm 41. I know you guys are both a little older than me, right? We're all in our 40s.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well,
how
BT's 50, but yeah, who's counting?
50? You look great, man. I'm being serious.
I appreciate that. I'm still 50.
I'm not just saying that. BT looks great.
Thanks, man.
I don't know when I became, like, the old, at 41, the old man that's yelling at clouds. The first World Series that I kind of, like, remember being aware of is A's Reds. In 1990. The first
sweep.
One that Reds 4-0, Lou Piniella.
Yes. Imagine the odds on that one.
Reds huge dogs in that series against Eckersley, Canseco, and Company McGuire.
Yeah.
1991 is the first one I watched the whole thing, which is Twins Braves, which is the old Haas, Jack Morris, pitching Game 7 and going into the 10th inning, not the 9th, into the 10th. And now you're telling me in this modern game that's been bastardized by nerds with spreadsheets and pocket protectors that we can't get Gerrit Cole to pitch three games in the World Series? I don't understand why he exists. Like, why does Gerrit Cole wake up in the morning if it's not to take the ball three times in the World Series? Yeah. Like, we have to start Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil in the World Series instead of the guy that they paid to deliver championship number 28. Like, I can't believe that. What happened to our game?
Well, it's
what
happened to it? It's changed, and you need to get the memo because it's never going back, even though I'm not really against what you're saying, just as a concept.
But you're a Yankee fan. Do you want Cole 1-4-7, or would you rather have him 1-5?
Well, before I answer the question, I wanted to flip it to you because as you're touting Cole to get the three here, does he really look like Gerrit Cole? Mm. I mean, I don't know if I'm standing on top of a mountain right now in real time to give the baseball to a guy who's been rocked this postseason.
I don't know, like why is he here? Like, what's the point
what
of
mean,
him?
Why is he here?
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, Nick. He's supposed to be the ace, but to BT's point, he hasn't been.
He's like, pitched well.
Who would you rather have pitching Game 4 of the World Series, Gerrit Cole or Luis Gil?
Well, on short rest?
I mean, yes. He's getting paid $400 million.
Forget
you can
about
get out
the
there
money,
on 3 days
Nick.
Rest.
Nick, forget about the money. Let's say that. I hope this doesn't happen. Let's say Gerrit Cole gets roughed up a little bit tonight. That's 3 out of 4 games not good.
Yeah.
You still want him in Game 4?
He's our guy. Like, I feel
well,
like.
Well, he was
like,
our guy.
Well, I feel like you go. Go down with your best, and Gerrit Cole's our best.
He did win the Cy Young a year ago. I mean, he is. He's still the best, regardless of how bad it's been.
His upside is to be the best. His upside is to be. He should go out there and shove tonight. And if he doesn't, I still want to see him in Game 4.
All right. Yeah, I respect the consistency. I do.
What are you looking at, Nick, with this series here? Over, how are you feeling going in? Forget about it as a fan, but from a better perspective.
Yanks in 6.
I want to throw up.
What?
I'm nervous. I can't be nervous.
You can be, of course.
I'm terrified. I mean, not like that. I actually think we're going to win. I am going to say we. Like, I do think, because I am part of the team. I think that we're going to win. I think I've been anti-Dodgers, and I've been wrong, to be fair, and I paid the price. Like, I have lost my bets. Mets NLCS, Padres NLDS. The whole thing with the Dodgers, and not just me, by the way, which is not an excuse, like we were all wrong. I was one of the people that was wrong. The whole case against the Dodgers was the pitching's not there. How can they win if this is your pitching? And they've had all these shutouts this postseason in these bullpen games. And look, you give, like, Dave Roberts is one of these pocket protector spreadsheet. Like, what does the math tell me to do with these 19 relievers? He's done a nice job, to be fair, right? The relievers have been great. Like, I think our pitching's better than theirs. I don't trust these bullpen. If I were betting the series, and I am, like, you want to bet on the bullpen? It's going to keep doing that for the Dodgers? I trust the Yankees more. I like the Yankees to win the World Series, and, like, it makes me really nervous to say that, but, yeah, I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series. God, that's awesome.
So do I. So do I. I'll tell you one thing that I think is bettable, if you will. I think the over. I think there's going to be a lot of runs in the series.
So tonight, the total in the game is 8.5, which is like a smidge higher than you would expect it to be.
Correct.
In game one of a World Series.
Because Garrett Cole.
Yeah,
well,
Garrett Cole, yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, but I also Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
Like the Mets rocked in game five
right.
of the NLCS.
Crushed him.
I think, so let's say BT, like, you're a little pessimistic. I don't know if pessimistic's the right word, but you're a little concerned, right, about Garrett Cole tonight.
Is that fair? I think every Yankee fan should be. A little bit, yeah.
Yes, and Dodgers fans, if they have a brain, should be concerned about Jack Flaherty, correct?
Correct.
The first five over in the game is 4.5. Both teams' bullpens have been good, minus like the Clay Holmes eruptions. Mm. I can't deal. I think if you wanted to play the over in tonight's game, I would look at the first five over 4.5 runs if you think both pitchers might get tattooed a little bit.
Not a bad play. And by the way, just to be clear, I don't think Cole's going to get tattooed. He's just not special. And maybe he, right now, and maybe he rediscovers that. How do you, forget about betting, we're talking to Nick Costas, BT and Sal, get you a quick Jet and Giant thought as well before we let you run, but this is a big topic today. How do you process, from a fan's perspective, or how would you, if the Yankees lose the series and Judge does not perform, how would you look at him moving forward?
Yeah, like, I'm going to say something really, like, really stupid. It is stupid. Like, he's kind of like a loser, right?
I mean, he's not a legendary status at that point. Not a Yankee status.
Is he not the best player you've seen in your lifetime? He is for me, and I'm 45.
I guess, probably, but also, like, you know, like, Jeter won all the championships. Like, even A-Rod won a championship in 2009. Yeah, like, you have to win. And look, like, I say this. Like, I think because I'm a Yankee fan, I do national stuff, right?
Mm.
I'm a Yankee fan. People, he's a Yankee fan. You must like the Lakers and the Cowboys. Like, no, like BT's a Yankee fan. He likes the Jets. Like, you couldn't have two more diametrically opposite franchises, right?
Yep.
But given, I'm just being honest, right? But we are Yankee fans, right? And Sal, you put this in your pipe and smoke it, buddy. Like, as a Mets fan, Yankee fans, we expect championships. None of my other teams I feel this way about, but this is our birthright as Yankee fans. People that hate it, sorry. You got to go out there and you got to win championships. You want to be an all-time great Yankee, you got to win a championship. So it's not that, like, he sucks if they don't win,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't know, man. You can't be a legendary Yankee if you don't win a World Series.
I agree. Yeah. And by the way, especially if you get there and don't perform, like, Mattingly never got there. A lot of circumstances. He was hurt.
And it's not his fault.
Of course not. And we get separation there. But from Judge, who is the best player in baseball, is like a superhero, you actually get there. And if you don't do well, I agree with you. I love Judge, but that's just the way it goes.
All right, but Nick, what if he does do well, but the Yankees lose? Then what?
Well, I think then you're willing to forgive him. Also, I still hate Scott Kamenicki for what happened in the ALDS against the Mariners in 1995. I'd still never forgave Scott Kamenicki.
I love that series. That was a fun series.
Shut up, dude. but, like, you know, the way I look at it a little bit, you know, Judge and Bonds is such a divisive figure. I don't mean to, it's not apples to apples, but Bonds made it to one World Series with the Giants, and he, like, hit like 450 in the series and hit moonshots, and the Giants lost in 7 to the Angels.
Great example, yes.
And I think, like, no one blames Bonds that they lost that series. Like, he did what he needed to do. So if Judge goes out there and he smokes the baseball and they lose in 6 or 7,
yep.
I walk out of that feeling like he did everything he could do. It's not his fault.
Agreed. Totally with you. Same thing, word for word. So I'm totally with you.
Which,
dude,
I think is better for Judge than performing poorly and winning. Like,
are you, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, because I could decipher the two, Nick. All right, if Judge doesn't get a hit in the World Series and embarrasses himself, and I don't think he's going to, but just let's say worst case scenario, performs poorly, doesn't drive any runs in, but the Yankees win a ring, it's supposed to be like, well, Judge is an all-time great Yankee now because they won a World Series.
Yes,
but he didn't have anything to do with it.
But they won.
But that doesn't make any sense. See,
it doesn't make any sense? Because they won and he was the best player all year on the team that won.
But he didn't do it in the World Series. Like, I feel like we're then, oh, well, just because the team performed well, we're going to give Judge the benefit of the doubt because of bad series. I'm not saying
that's
I would
my
knock
opinion,
him.
Though, yeah, as a fan.
Well, it's fair, right? I mean, there are different ways to look at it. For me, I would just go based off of the individual. Like, I was using the example before. I think Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's the greatest winner that the sport has ever seen.
Dude, like, come on, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just, well, it's my opinion. I mean,
yes, well, your opinion could be that, like, grass is red. Your opinion's wrong.
No, well, if grass is red, it would be factually incorrect. You could say that Rodgers is a more, BT brought that one up before, too. You could say that Rodgers, like, I've always felt that until Mahomes, Rodgers is the most physically gifted quarterback that I've ever seen. And what's the knock on him? He's so good that it's only, well, you won one Super Bowl. So it just can't be.
I can make the case Marino was better than Brady talent perspective. I mean,
from a talent perspective. Well,
I think that's what Sal's talking about.
But that's the point. And then we live in a world where it's like, wow, did he win the championship? No, loser. Total loser. Yep. Ewing, Barkley, Marino.
Stockton, Malone.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, like, all those guys had to play Jordan, just like a lot of guys, like, lost because they had to go against Brady. Then maybe this is, like, maybe Ohtani's about to go on one of these. It's different in baseball, obviously. Maybe Ohtani's about to go on one of these runs, and the Dodgers win a bunch in a row. If Judge hits 100 in this series and the Yankees win, I think, for me at least, Aaron Judge is still an all-time great Yankee.
I agree. Because he helped get him here.
And also, they would have won in 2017, and he was the best player, but the lying, cheating scumbag.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that. Same with Boone. Cashman. Stop with that. Come on.
Let's
move on.
But they cheated. Yeah, they cheated.
I know they did, but come on. Yeah.
Nick, you mentioned Ohtani. What does this mean for him? Like, I know we're in New York, so we don't really care about his legacy necessarily, but does this do anything for him? Because it does feel like, well, Ohtani's Babe Ruth regardless of what happens. Does he actually need to win a World Series here too?
I don't think so because he's already like a unicorn. Like people already think he's the best player ever. And like I'm not saying he isn't. Maybe he cared more last night that the Timberwolves covered on the road at the Sacramento Kings.
Hey, Randall had a great game, by the way.
Randall was tremendous. Jeez. I bet the Kings and I was watching the game. That was brutal. maybe he cares more about that. No, like Ohtani could hit. He's not going to hit 100, though. That's the thing, right? Mm. There's no way that happens. He's already thought of as the best player ever. So, like, if they lose, what are we going to walk out and be like, oh, well, Ohtani's not the best player ever anymore? Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like he's like, almost criticism-proof at this point.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know how the Japanese media would attack that. Obviously, we care less, so I haven't really thought about it quite as much, and it's less visceral for me. Number one, he's not the best ever. And if he hits 137 and they lose, and if Dodger fans don't crush him, then Dodger fans are softer than I thought.
But
you got to
remember, just on the Japanese angle, like they won the World Baseball Classic and he struck out Mike Trout at the end of the game. Like, I think like he's Teflon.
Right, that's all they care about.
Yeah, that is a big deal. That's a good point. Naturally, that's a big deal to them. That's fair. That part's fair.
Yeah, across the board.
And I know what Dave Roberts said, like there's no chance Ohtani pitches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I said that to Sal the other day, but when I heard Roberts reassert it yesterday like he did the previous series, now I don't think he's going to pitch. I don't know if you caught that yesterday. He said absolutely not.
He said absolutely not until, I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah?
Like, I'm just saying, in a big spot, if you need him, he's the best hitter and the best pitcher, just saying.
All right, he's not the best pitcher?
He's one of the best pitchers.
Is he definitely top 10?
If he were pitching right now, he'd be there, which is not saying much. He would be their number one starter, but all their starters stink.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He's really good, but that's different than being the best. But anyway.
Nick, the Yankees will win this World Series because?
He said so.
They will win the World Series because their starting pitching will be better than the Dodgers starting pitching. And because for the third time, and Sal, I think you'll remember, I'm not sure. I think you'll remember one of these. But John Wetland was World Series MVP in 1996, saving four games against the Braves. And then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Sal, but I think it was against the Mets in 2000 when Mariano won World. I think that's how it went, when Mariano won a World Series MVP also. Yeah. I think Luke Weaver saves four games in this World Series.
Ooh.
And Luke Weaver at 200-1, your World Series most valuable player.
200-1. That's an interesting pull right there.
Actually, some good prices I saw that on MVPs. Weaver, that's an incredible price right there.
Well, think, guys, but even Brocious won it against the Padres. Yeah. I'm sure he was
always just the star. Yeah,
sure.
It's usually not, by the way. It's usually not like who you would think the best player on the team is. And I'll toss out one more if you want to bet the Yankees. We had Tom Verducci on the show on Wednesday, and I asked him this question.
Love him.
I think he answered Stanton. And I said, like, Tom, like, you got to give us someone I got a little deeper here. We're betting show. Like, give us someone a little further down the board. And, and he gave us, and he talked about, and God, I hope this happens because it's just going to make Mets fans are going to have to eat it. The next Jeter, Anthony Volpe, built for the big moments, 100-1.
I actually like
World
that
Series
too.
MVP.
My man,
I can see that being the case.
He's swinging the stick well. He's hitting some bad luck, but he's locked in.
You would, Nick, just betting philosophy. If you think the Dodgers are going to win, you have to pick a Dodger to win the MVP, right? Like, we're not in one of these spots where Judge could go absolutely nuts and win the MVP, even though the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, I would stay away from Ohtani. I would say, not that they can't win, but I mean, like, we see this all the time with World Series. It's not always the best player on the best team in baseball. Like, in the NBA, it's always the best player. I guess Brown won last year, but whatever. Usually, it's the best player on the best team in the NBA. I would stay away from Ohtani. I would stay away from Betts. I would look like Muncy is like 18-1. I think he's a pretty good choice. You want to go a little bit further down the board, Will Smith is someone that I think can make some sense for the Dodgers. I would not bet any of the Dodgers pitchers. I actually think Muncy is the perfect choice. He's not a huge price, maybe 18-1, but if you think the Dodgers are going to win, I would look to play Max Muncy.
Real quick, Nick, football for this weekend. Where are we at with the Jets? Do they dominate the Patriots? Jets, and then you give us a little Giants Monday night as well.
Got about a minute.
Okay, so Jets make me really sick. I don't want to bet on them anymore, although I think they should win. I'll bet the over in the game, guys. I do think the Jets will score on this Patriots defense, which their own head coach called soft. That's great. And I think the Patriots, with Drake May, who's good, wish the Giants had him, but how much fun was Tommy DeVito last year, everybody? I think the Patriots can score a little bit as well. Give me over 41 with the Jets and the Pats.
What about the Giants Monday night, real quick?
I think the Giants are going to cover on Monday night. I think the point spread's too big. Just think about it like this. The Steelers were 2.5-point home dogs to the Jets, and now they're laying 6 against the Giants. Jets are better than the Giants. Not that much better than the Giants. I think the Giants will cover. I think the Steelers will win. And I think this is the last game that Daniel Jones starts as Giants quarterback.
Thank you, Nick. Good luck to your Yankees.
Let's go, Nick.
You got it. Let's go, Yankees.
Attaboy.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get number 28.
Oh, God. That Love was the it. Host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I love how he just slides that tagline in. No matter what he's talking about, happy, yelling, screaming, he always gets the minimal bets and the sweats in there. It's awesome. He's great.